Hi, I'm Jackie Roble with the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. During the next 30 minutes, I will be sharing nutrition information from the Nutrition Action Health Letter. Nutrition Action Health Letter is the flagship publication of the Center for Science and Public Interest. Published 10 times a year, Nutrition Action provides honest, unbiased, science-based advice on nutrition and health. It's the world's largest circulation nutrition newsletter, bringing the latest nutrition news and advice to more than 500,000 readers. Nutrition Action is totally free of advertising, so they're free to blow the whistle on products that aren't what they pretend to be and to applaud the good ones. Please use this information presented in the broadcast in consultation with your personal physician. The following articles are from the October edition of the Nutrition Action Health Letter. Surprise! The Backstory Behind the Headlines by Bonnie Liebman. It's no secret that surprising headlines sell. Sometimes the wow factor is enough to propel a still shaky finding into the spotlight before it's ready for prime time. Here's the backstory on some recent studies that made the news. Coffee could be the secret to burning fat and fighting obesity, reported USA Today in June. The key? Brown fat cells, which are the body's internal fat fighters. Adults have only a few ounces of brown fat in their bodies, most of it around the neck. So the study looked at brown fat activity by measuring temperature in the neck within 1 hour after drinking a coffee. The consumption of coffee increased the activity of brown fat, researchers found, said USA Today, and the control caffeine dissolved in water had no impact on brown fat activity. Actually, the control was plain water. But more to the point, it's a big leap from the results of this study. A scant cup of Nescafe with 65 milligrams of caffeine raised the temperature in the above area, above the collarbones for 9 people, to the secret fat burning, fighting obesity. What about weight loss? The study didn't look. Of course, you can't just blame USA Today or other media. Could coffee be the secret to fighting obesity was the headline of the news release from the University of Nottingham, where the study was done. Bottom line, don't expect coffee to help you lose weight, especially if you fancy frappuccinos, Dunkin' frozen coffees, or other sugary coffee drinks. Avocados may be the key to weight loss, study says. Before you start feeling guilty about indulging in that guacamole, consider a new study from the Center for Nutrition Research at Illinois Institute of Technology that suggests that fat in avocado can help you suppress hunger and stay more satisfied longer, reported a Reader's Digest article on FoxNews.com in May. On 3 different days, researchers fed 31 overweight or obese adults one of 3 meals with identical calories, a high-fat meal with one avocado, a high-fat meal with half an avocado, or a low-fat meal, explained the article. For 6 hours afterward, the volunteers reported how hungry they felt. Everyone reported feeling fuller longer after the meal featuring a whole avocado. Even the meal with half an avocado helped satisfy the volunteers longer than the low-fat meal. Gosh, that sounds like good news for the avocado industry, which funded the study, a detail that Reader's Digest left out. Here's the backstory. First, the low-fat meal was actually a higher-sugar, lower-fiber meal. It had 7 more teaspoons of added sugar and 50% larger white flour bagel than the avocado meals. And half of the extra sugar came in a sugary drink, which is known to have a weak impact on satiety. That said, the results were all over the place. People felt more full after both the whole avocado and the low-fat meal than after the half avocado meal. They felt more satisfied after the 2 avocado meals, but no more so with a whole than a half avocado. They were no more hungry after the half avocado than after the low-fat meal, and desire to eat was no different. Sheesh. This study proves that small, enjoyable changes in your diet, like swapping a piece of bread for a yummy half avocado, can lead you to achieve your weight loss goals, declared Reader's Digest. Seriously? Bottom line, avocados are a healthful food, but the key to weight loss? Not quite. Are you getting enough protein? New study claims a third of adults over 50 have a protein deficiency, ran the online headline for a segment on ABC's Good Morning America in February. They looked at over 11,000 adults over the age of 50, explained GMA medical correspondent Jennifer Ashton, and they found that 30 to 50% of adults over the age of 50 were not getting anywhere close to the daily recommended protein allowance, and they were also lacking in other micronutrients, so this wasn't just about protein. Whoa. First, if your diet has less than the recommended dietary allowance, or RDA, for protein on one day, that doesn't mean you have a protein deficiency. The RDA has a built-in cushion, so it's more than what most people need. Second, studies like this one, which ask people what they ate in a single day, are known to underestimate long-term intakes. Third, the people who ate too little protein ate too little, period. They ate roughly 30% fewer calories than the people who got the RDA for protein. And they were more likely to have trouble when standing or sitting for longer periods, walking up 10 steps, preparing meals, walking for a quarter mile, and stooping, crouching, or kneeling. Did lack of protein cause those problems? Or did the problems help explain why those people ate too little food? This type of cross-sectional study, which is snapshot in time, can't tell. Here's what GMA missed. The study was funded by Abbott Nutrition, makers of Ensure. In fact, two of the authors work for Abbott. Would they have a reason to make older adults think they need more protein? Say, from Ensure? Nah, probably just a coincidence. Bottom line, as long as you're eating enough food, odds are you're getting enough protein. There's plenty of protein in a typical diet. A probiotic for obesity? People with metabolic disorders may benefit from supplements of a common gut bacterium, a small pilot study suggests, reported the New York Times in July. Researchers tested the bacterium, Acromantia mucinophilia, in 32 men and women who met the criteria for metabolic syndrome by having at least three of five conditions: high fasting blood sugar, high blood pressure, high triglycerides, low HDL, or excessive waist circumference, noted the Times. The study randomly assigned people to take daily tablets with live bacteria, pasteurized or dead bacteria, or a placebo for 3 months. Compared with the placebo group, those who took pasteurized A. mucinophilia had significantly improved insulin sensitivity and total cholesterol, and decreases in several blood markers of inflammation and liver dysfunction, reported the Times. They also had decreased body weight, fat mass, and waist circumference, though those differences were not statistically significant. The live bacteria were largely ineffective. Wait, what? Dead is better? And the difference in body weight was not significant, but the headline read, "A probiotic for obesity." What's more, the people who got the dead bacteria started the study with worse insulin sensitivity, so the three groups weren't equal at the outset. Even the study's title called it a proof of concept and exploratory. Companies are already splashing probiotics on their labels with little evidence that they do anything. Headlines like this don't help. Oh, and five of the study's authors have patents on using A. mucinophilia to treat obesity. Two have started a company that will sell it. Bottom line, a probiotic for obesity? Way too early. Gained 11 pounds. According to a new study, women who slept with the television or light on gained 11 pounds or more compared to those who slept in the dark, reported NBC Nightly News in June. Using smart devices as you nod off could increase your risk of obesity by 33%. Yikes. Before you get so worried that you can't sleep, relax. The study tracked roughly 43,700 women for nearly 6 years. Those who slept with the light or TV on were 17% more likely to gain at least 11 pounds than those who slept in the dark. It's not true that they gained 11 pounds or more compared to those who slept in the dark. And women who slept with the light or TV on were 33% more likely to become obese over the 6 years. The study didn't ask about smart devices. Those errors aside, does something else about women who sleep with a light or TV on explain why they are more likely to gain weight? At the outset, these women were heavier and they were more likely to get less sleep, to take longer to fall asleep, to take naps, and to have an irregular sleeping routine. So, did the TV or light cause those problems? Or do poor sleepers watch TV to fall asleep? The study couldn't say. To their credit, the researchers took into account factors like age, race, education, income, smoking, alcohol, caffeine, depression, and perceived stress. But even they acknowledged that they could have missed something. Sleeping with the light or TV on might reflect a constellation of measures of socioeconomic disadvantage and unhealthy lifestyles behavior, all of which could contribute to weight gain and obesity, they wrote. We were unable to disentangle the temporal relationship between exposure to artificial light at night and other factors, including unhealthy diet, sedentary lifestyle, stress, and other sleep characteristics. Bottom line, having trouble sleeping? It wouldn't hurt to try turning off the TV or smart devices. An antioxidant in red wine might power astronauts on Mars, study says. The human body was built to function best with gravity as a grounding force, but astronauts on a mission to Mars could spend 6 to 9 months on a spacecraft without it, explained the CNN article in July. But a new study published in the Frontiers in Physiology suggests that resveratrol, an antioxidant and compound found in blueberries and the skin of grapes, could be part of the dietary strategy that keeps astronauts strong on Mars. Antioxidant? That's odd, because according to a CNN article from May, resveratrol, previously labeled an antioxidant, is actually an oxidant, which can lead to cell damage. Resveratrol can be either one, depending largely on the dose. The July article eventually, in the 19th paragraph, got around to mentioning that the two-week study was done in rats, not humans. When suspended from the ceiling of their cages to simulate the impact of Mars' low gravity, the rats that got resveratrol lost less muscle than those that didn't get resveratrol. But that didn't stop CNN from making the compound sound like magic. Resveratrol, which has been studied regarding Alzheimer's, has been found to be anti-inflammatory, anti-diabetic, and antioxidant. Really? In two good human studies, resveratrol didn't lower inflammation or blood sugar and raised LDL, or bad cholesterol. In another study, it blunted the benefits of exercise on LDL, triglycerides, and blood pressure. Bottom line, be wary of claims about resveratrol. Junk food habits irreversibly damage sperm by age 20, study claims. Pizza, candy, chips, and other processed high-fat food can cause permanent damage to sperm, according to a new study from Harvard University, reported a New York Post article on FoxNews.com in June. The researchers studied nearly 3,000 men ages 18 to 20 and found that vegetarians and those with diets rich in fruit, veggies, chicken, and fish had higher sperm counts than those on a Western diet of processed meats and junk food. The results will be presented this week at the annual European Society for Human Reproduction and Embryology Conference in Vienna. Red flag. When you hear that results will be presented, that's usually a clue that the full study hasn't been published, so the details are skimpy. Judging by a summary, the men who ate the most Western diets had 26 million fewer sperm per ejaculate than those who ate the least Western diets. Western meant pizza, chips, red meat, snacks, refined grains, high-calorie drinks, sweets, etc. In contrast, those who ate the most prudent diets, high in fish, chicken, vegetables, fruit, and water, had 43 million more sperm than those who ate the least prudent diets. Sperm counts have dropped by roughly 60% since 1973. That's disturbing. And while this study found a link that might explain the drop, it sure doesn't show that junk food causes damage to sperm. This was a cross-sectional study which limits our ability to determine casualty, wrote the authors. And where did the headlines irreversibly come from? The researchers believe that processed foods damaged the health of sperm-producing cells, or Sertoli cells, said the article. And though eating better can improve sperm health over time, Sertoli cells cannot be recovered. The researchers believe? The Western eaters had lower levels of inhibin B, which is made by Sertoli cells. That's troubling, but it's a long way from believed to irreversibly damaged. Bottom line, Eat a healthy diet to lower your risk of heart disease, type 2 diabetes, and some cancers. Infertility? Who knows? Drinking 25 cups of coffee a day is still safe for the heart, study says. People who drink up to 25 cups of coffee a day don't run a greater risk of a heart attack, said CNBC in June. That's the remarkable finding from a study of over 8,000 people in the UK carried out by the British Heart Foundation. It's remarkable, all right, because it's not true. In fact, the BHF itself said so. Newspapers were eager to declare that coffee has no harmful effects on the heart, which didn't reflect the fact that the study only measured one aspect of cardiovascular health, arterial stiffness, explained the BHF. It didn't look at other risks such as abnormal heart rhythms or cholesterol levels, which have both been linked to high coffee consumption in the past. What's more, most of the media pounced on the 25 cups a day results. These misleading claims were based on the fact that the researchers excluded participants who drank more than 25 cups a day, explained the BHF. However, only two people in the study actually drank 25 cups of coffee a day. The group that drank the most coffee averaged 5 cups a day. That's 2 venti coffees at Starbucks. The headlines led a journalist to try to drink 25 cups of coffee, said the BHF, which noted that it could be dangerous to consume such a high quantity of caffeine. Thankfully, he stopped his experiments after 7.5 cups due to the feeling nauseousness, jittery, and shaky. It wasn't just CNBC. CNN, Fox, and others ran 25 cups headlines, but others resisted the clickbait. No, you probably shouldn't drink 25 cups of coffee a day, said Time magazine. Studies suggest it's okay to drink 25 cups of coffee a day. It's not, said the HuffPost. Bravo. Bottom line, caffeine is a drug. Don't overdo it. And now recipes from the healthy cook, Cake Sherwood. On a roll, simple, fast, tasty. What's not to like about meatballs? Add 1/2 cup cooked brown rice and 2 cups steamed or roasted broccoli to each serving, and dinner is done. Asian chicken meatballs. 1 tablespoon peanut or grapeseed oil. 1 egg, 1 pound ground chicken breast, 4 scallions, 3 minced plus 1 thinly sliced, 1/2 red bell pepper finely chopped, 2 cloves garlic minced, 1 tablespoon plus 1 tablespoon minced ginger, 1 tablespoon plus 2 tablespoons reduced sodium soy sauce, 1/2 cup whole wheat panko breadcrumbs, 1 teaspoon toasted sesame oil, 2 teaspoon balsamic vinegar, 1/2 teaspoon brown sugar, 2 tablespoons toasted sesame seeds. Preheat the oven to 475. Coat a large line-rimmed baking pan with the oil. In a large bowl, lightly beat the egg. Mix in the chicken, minced scallions, bell pepper, garlic, 1 tablespoon ginger, 1 tablespoon soy sauce, and breadcrumbs. Form the mixture into about 20 small meatballs of about 2 tablespoons each and place them on the pan. Roast the meatballs on the top oven rack until cooked through, 10 to 12 minutes. In a small bowl, mix the sliced scallion and the remaining 1 tablespoon ginger and 2 tablespoons soy sauce and the sesame oil, vinegar, and sugar. Divide the meatballs into 4 bowls. Top with the sesame seeds. Serve with sauce. If you'd like more recipes, you can go to nutritionaction.com/meatballs for different spins on Italian chicken meatballs with marinara and Southwest chicken meatballs with smoky tahini sauce. Right stuff. Tiny tomatoes. Ah, summer. June through September is a tomato lollapalooza. But once the season is over, all bets are off. What's a tomato lover to do? Think small. Tiny yet mighty cherry or grape tomatoes are the sweet antidote to pale supermarket maters that are picked green and ripened off the vine. Look for red, orange, or yellow gems that are smooth, plump, and unwrinkled. A big brand, Sunset. Sunset also markets sweet bites, flavor bombs, and sugar bombs, extra sweet cherry and grape tomatoes that are still on the vine. Tomatoes that have no stem can lose moisture through the top, so they're less juicy. For slightly larger tomatoes, try mini Kumatos, Campari, or Cocktail. Keep whole tomatoes on the counter, not in the fridge. Cold temps not only slow ripening and turn flesh mealy, but can also sap flavor. The good news, cold does do the least damage to cherry or grape tomatoes, which are sold ripe. So if you're not going to use them soon, go ahead, toss them in the fridge. Both make the perfect year-round snack, with just 25 measly calories per cup, and tomatoes have plenty of vitamin C, plus a decent dose of vitamin A and potassium. Have any tomatoes that are about to pass their prime? Start smacking your lips. Saute or roast them, then toss with beans or whole wheat pasta or other grains. Tomato. Dish of the month, roasted tomatoes. Have 2 pints of small tomatoes, toss with 2 tablespoons olive oil and a few sprigs of thyme. Roast on a large lined rimmed baking sheet at 375 for 25 to 30 minutes. Store in the refrigerator for up to 5 days. Food porn. I burp. Our pancakes and steak burger had a baby, says proud IHOP. The Big IHOP Pancake Burger is a world-famous buttermilk pancake griddle with cheddar cheese and layered between 2 premium steak burger patties, then topped with American cheese, custom-cured hickory smoked bacon, and our signature IHOP sauce. What proud parents! Who wouldn't want enough white meal flour, cheese, and meat and sauce to supply 1,310 calories? With fries for your side, you're up to 1,630 calories plus 39 grams or 2 days worth of saturated fat and 3,930 milligrams, a 1.5 day supply of sodium. It's like eating 2 McDonald's quarter pounders with cheese plus 2 Egg McMuffins. Too bad the pancake burger was for a limited time only. Now that it's gone, you'll have to settle for IHOP's other new burgers, the garlic butter and loaded Philly. Unfortunately, each packs a mere 800-plus calories without fries. Last year, the internet told us to stick to pancakes, said IHOP on Instagram. Well, we heard you. You did? What's next? Pancakes in your BLTs, biscuits, wraps, and milkshakes? Surely you can find other ways to sell cheap white flour. With a side of fries, of course. Healthy or Hype? By Lindsay Moyer and Bonnie Liebman. What makes your product stand out? Surely your marketing department can think of something. You could add veggies, almond butter, probiotics, or protein, or take away something like grain or gluten. So what if it doesn't actually make the food much healthier as long as you make the sale? Thanks to the hype, these items look healthier than they are. Cauliphony. A third of our classic crust is made with cauliflower, says the label of Oprah's Oh That's Good Classic Crust, with a twist of cauliflower fire-roasted veggie pizza. Too bad few people are likely to notice the small print in the corner. One serving does not provide a significant amount, or half cup, of the USDA daily recommendations for vegetables. Translation: the crust, fire-roasted veggies, and tomato sauce together don't even add up to a measly half cup for each 1/5 pizza serving, which has about the same calories and carbs as a similar serving of, say, a DiGiorno vegetable pizza. Oh, that's no good. On the upside, Green Giant's frozen cauliflower pizza crust is made with over 80% cauliflower and has roughly 50% fewer calories than regular pizza crust. Like all cauliflower crust, it needs something to hold itself together. Green Giant uses rice flour, cornstarch, corn flour, and cornmeal. Simply Skip It. Introducing 100% real smoothies, says Simply Smoothies website. Nothing to chop or blend or clean up to enjoy this homemade taste. Sounds like each 180-calorie bottle of the Orchard Berry, for example, is mostly berries tossed into a blender. You should be so lucky. The first ingredient printed in barely legible skimpy white type is apple juice. Then come strawberry, apple, banana, and pear purees, followed by grape juice and blueberry puree. There's also lemon juice plus, quote, natural flavors, end quote. Apparently, it's not easy to make apple juice taste like berries. And juice doesn't curb your hunger like biting into a juicy piece of fresh fruit straight from a real orchard. Probiotic ploy. 3 billion live cultures for your microbiome, says the Culture Republic and Probiotics Turmeric Chai and Cinnamon Light Ice Cream label. Just what we need, a new reason to eat more ice cream. Why stop at 160 calorie serving or 2/3 cup when you could eat the entire 470 calorie pint and get all 3 billion cultures at once? Actually, Culture Republic does less damage than most ice creams. It's just that the probiotic, Bacillus coagulans, doesn't seem to do much for your gut or GI symptoms. The evidence, partly funded by the probiotics manufacturer, is unimpressive. What does it do? Help sell foods like ice cream, chocolate, granola, trail mix, bars, and chips. Paleo chips? Instead of using typical grains like corn or rice, our grain-free paleo tortilla chips are made with root vegetables and seeds, says Garden of Eatin' grain-free tortilla chips. Which root vegetables? There's just one. Cassava, a starchy root vegetable that is a major staple carbohydrate in various countries, says the bag. Sounds a lot like some other root vegetable. Oh yeah, potatoes. Maybe someone could make chips out of them too. Veggies made gimmick? Veggies are number one ingredient, says the Veggies Made Great Double Chocolate Muffins box. Yes, zucchini and carrots are the first two ingredients, followed mostly by sugar, egg whites, eggs, cocoa powder, chocolate chips, and cornstarch. The muffins are gluten-free. But the vegetables are number one only because they're about 90% water, which makes them heavy. That's one reason to eat veggies. They fill you up without many calories. Bake them into a double chocolate muffin, though, and you're not eating veggies made great. You're eating a double chocolate muffin with a clever marketing shtick. Almond candy? Golly, Justin's almond butter-covered almonds seems to have wrapped organic almonds in organic almond butter. What an impeccable snack! Except that the almond butter coating has more rice starch, palm kernel oil, and cane sugar than almond butter. And each bag holds 3 1-ounce servings, so you could easily swallow its 540 calories without noticing. Why not just eat almonds? Fogurt? What are those little boxes next to the yogurts in the dairy case? We're the type of people who eat yogurt with our hands, says the Cleo Blueberry Greek Yogurt Bar package. Huh? Since when is a yogurt bar the same as a yogurt? They may have about the same calories, 140, but many of the bar's calories come from blueberry jam and chocolate instead of yogurt. Real food needs refrigeration, says Cleo. Real food? If it weren't for that added protein in the live cultures, a Cleo would be closer to a mini Klondike bar than a yogurt. That's all the time we have for Nutrition News. Until next time, I'm Jackie Roble for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. The program is readily available as a podcast after the initial broadcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any questions or comments, please call 919-832-5138. That's 919-832-5138. Thanks for listening, and here's to your health.